Greetings and welcome. typical Mercury retrograde. Greetings and welcome to Bits in the Stars, the weekly radio show that talks about planets, the stars, and astrology, and God's time, and how you can make your life easier by following the stars. Your host, Christina Malone. This Mercury retrograde, and as you can see, one of the things that happens around Mercury retrograde is computers go kind of haywire. And last week I couldn't get the music to start, and this week I couldn't get it to stop. So it's just a very interesting thing. So welcome to the It's in the Stars. This is a weekly show where we talk about what's happening in the planets and the stars and how its impact is on the world. And I hope you learn something about your life through astrology the way I have. I've used astrology for many, many years to guide my life and to help me understand why things happen the way they do. And so it gives me a sense of humor and detachment and a little more ease and comfort with my life. It's not perfect, but it is something that at least explains why things are the way they are. So today is Sunday, April the 3rd. And it's a very significant day because today is the new moon in Aries. And we've been talking about Aries almost for a month now, it seems like, because about a month ago, Uranus, the planet of enormous change and upheaval, went into the sign of Aries. And the day it went into the sign of Aries, we had a big tsunami in Japan, which was then followed by following very closely, a fiery experience of a nuclear reactor having some problems in Japan. So I said that Uranus usually causes great upheaval and great change. So that's the potential of enormous energy exchange. So I just see that Susie just got on the chat room, and I didn't see her before, so I'm glad she's here. Susie is a wonderful astrologer and psychic who has her own show at 5:30 right after this. And I can't get to my switchboard, so I hope Susie can hear me and just kind of wing it in the chat room. So because I can't chat and talk at the same time, unfortunately. Anyway, this is an interesting day because the new moon in Aries means new beginnings and new life. And we had the vernal equinox on March 21st, which we talked about a little bit. And that was when the sun went into Aries. And then last week on Friday, Mars went into the sign of Aries, and Mars rules Aries. So we have the sun, the moon, Mars, and Uranus. And that's also jumping in there with Mercury in Aries. And so the Sun, Moon, Mars, Jupiter, Uranus, and Mercury are six planets in Aries today. That's a lot of fire in the sky. And so I've been saying I have no idea what to expect, but if you look at the symbol of Aries, it looks like a little firecracker or an explosion going off. So I've been saying in my blog that it's like a lot of fire in the sky. And I'm going to read a little bit from my blog, just because I do that every 2 weeks, and I do it on the new moon and the full moon. So if you're interested in following that or subscribing to that, it's free, and it's on www.christinamalone.com. That's where my website is, and you can go straight to the blog on the first page. So today it says, Happy New Moon in Aries, and Sun, and Mercury, and Jupiter, and Uranus, and Mars in Aries. Oh, my. Plus, Mercury retrograde in Aries. Oh, no, not again, because Mercury retrograde can cause a lot of havoc. And, of course, Aries is the statement I am. So it's all about finding that I am consciousness inside and finding out who you truly are. And there's been a lot of people in the world, especially in Tripoli and Libya and various places in the Middle East, that are really expressing their I am consciousness against these oppressive regimes, and that's usually what happens when people rise up and there's kind of a revolutionary experience going on in the world right now. And on an inner level, that's happening inside too, because I really believe that humanity is shifting and growing in leaps and bounds and very rapidly, and with all these fire signs, with planets in fire signs, it means things are going to really speed up. And this coming week, we're going to also have Neptune going into the sign of Pisces for the first time since the 1800s. So that's a significant shift. Neptune takes a long time to go through a sign, and it's been in the sign of Aquarius, back since 1994, I believe. So it's been in Aquarius for a very long time. And in the Daily Planetary Guide, I'm kind of jumping all over the place here, but in the Daily Planetary Guide, which I recommend very highly, I get it every year, it says that Neptune makes the headlines this week when it leaves Aquarius and moves temporarily into its natural home sign of Pisces. Although Neptune has one last assignment with Aquarius in September, which means it's going to go backwards and go back into Aquarius for a little brief period, the movement of Neptune into Pisces marks an important change. It signals the beginning of a new global movement that will move the energy way away from technology and towards compassion. I mentioned in the last few radio shows that we're kind of in this Aquarian age where everybody's focused on electronic gadgets and computers and chat rooms and Facebook and cell phones, and it seems like we can't get away from electricity, which is what Aquarius is related to. And it makes us more detached emotionally, because electricity is obviously what keeps us in our heads. And if that's where the emotions are, then you don't feel really a lot of compassion. It's really a kind of a detached, emotionless place. So when Neptune goes into Pisces, it's going to spark a whole new level of emotion and compassion towards others. And the last time, like I said, that Neptune passed through Pisces was in the mid-1800s, which was when the slavery was ending in the United States. And when you think about it, Neptune and Pisces have to do with compassion and spirituality, groups of people that come together with common causes of spiritual matters. So this is going to be a very significant time for humanity, I believe. And on top of that, on a more subtle level, a couple of weeks ago, Venus went into the sign of Pisces. And we didn't talk about it last week, and I just want to mention it briefly. She went into the sign of Pisces on Saturday the 26th. And I was so focused on the full moon and the Mercury retrograde and everything else that week, I didn't mention Venus and Pisces. And I think that that's also cooling off some of the intense fiery energy in the sky right now, with Venus in Pisces, which is a water sign, and Neptune in Pisces, which is a water sign. It gives us a little more coolness. Otherwise, we'd have so much fire in the sky. And Saturn is in Libra, which is opposing the Sun in Aries right now. And it's going to oppose Jupiter in Libra. And so there's a lot of the opposition energy in the sky between wanting to go forward in Aries, and Aries is that little fiery ram that wants to go, go, go all the time. And Saturn is more of a disciplinarian and says hold back and just be more disciplined and have more focus and have more structure in your life. And so that's kind of an opposition right now. And then there's a square between those planets in Aries and Libra with the sign of Pluto in Capricorn. So Pluto's been in Capricorn for quite a long time now, since 2008. But when it causes a square with Pluto in Capricorn, all these energies just cause more friction in the sky. So not only are there lots of planets in Aries right now, but there's also these squares between the cardinal signs. What I said in my blog is that Aries is a masculine, outgoing, young, cardinal fire sign, and it rules the head. Every astrology sign has something to do with a part of the body, and Aries rules the head. So if you're having difficulty with headaches or you can't sleep at night, I strongly recommend the homeopathic tissue cellular salt for Aries, which would be caliphosphate. And also, this is a time when the early Christians actually celebrated Easter right around the time of the new moon in Aries. It's kind of changed recently. Now they're going to have it on April 24th, which is when the sun will be in Taurus, which doesn't make sense to me. But the reason the early Christians chose this time of year to celebrate Easter is because you see all this new life and new birth coming out of the earth, and spring is a time of seeing little buds coming out. And so they decided to offer this time as the sign of new birth, which is when Jesus rises from the dead. So that's a very powerful symbol. And I've got pictures of that on my website of different graphics and paintings of Jesus coming out of the tomb. So Easter is a long way off still. It's April 24th, but I'm just letting you know that in the early days of the Christian church, they used to have Easter happen right around the time of the new moon in Aries, within a week at least. So it's another expression of that I am consciousness. The other thing I'll just mention about Mercury retrograde, which is like having an old friend because we go through this three or four times a year, is that Mercury rules the mind, rules communication, rules anything to do with communication, so speech, writing, contracts. You want to be careful about when you sign contracts to really double-check the small print and the bottom line and all those things, because people don't see things very clearly. Mercury rules the eyes and the ears. And so if you don't see what you're signing or if you don't hear what people are saying, it can cause a lot of confusion. Let's see, this is about 10 minutes after the hour, so I would like to be able to take some phone calls, but like I said, I cannot see my 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 switchboard. So Susie, I don't know if you want to call in on the leader code and talk to me about your experiences. I know Susie has Mercury retrograde in her natal chart, and she actually feels fine during this time. So I always say that people who are born with Mercury retrograde are the people who lead us during this time. They give us the vision and the eyes and the ears, because we can't see and we can't hear because Mercury rules the ears and the eyes. And this is the time when those things are not going to be as effective. Mercury is also in charge of the lungs and breathing and mental activity. So this is a time to really take deep breaths and spend time in meditation if you can. I just took a meditation workshop this last week, and there's a wonderful teacher named Sally Kempton who wrote a book. I forgot the name of the book. It's something about falling in love with meditation, and it's a great book on for people who are beginners and old timers with meditation. So I recommend people look up Sally Kempton's book on meditation, and it's just a very interesting time to be doing a radio show also, because radio is based on communication and speech, and that's all Mercury. So I recently changed the time of my radio show. I was on the Mercury Hour, if you guys listened to some of my earlier radio shows on the planetary hours, and now it's on a moon hour, which is a little bit better because the moon is more intuitive, and so I can sort of handle different things. So I'm just reading some of the chat room, and it says Susie's on the line, but I can't see her. Yeah, my switchboard is off, Susie, so I guess I can't click on you to say hello. And I'm just going to have to keep talking, I guess. So what else can I say? This week, of course, I said Neptune is going into Pisces and Mars went into Aries on Saturday. So if you're feeling a lot more energy as of yesterday. Yay, Susie, thank God. I'm looking at my screen and all I see is loading, 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 loading. I said, okay, just not going to have a switchboard.
Well,
so
I'll tell you,
didn't have music.
Yeah, I heard the music. Came on when it's saying the chat room has been closed. Okay, so there's definitely some funky stuff going on here. I was in the chat room, and I called in so I could hear the show on the air, but I couldn't. I thought I'd just sign in as myself so I could just jump to my show afterwards. And then when you said you couldn't find the chat room, I've been trying to get, or find the switchboard, I've been trying to find it. So anyways, well, we got that. We don't, now we've lost the chat room, but it was kind of quiet in there anyways. So.
Well, it's interesting because I can see the chat room, and I switched it to, let me hit retry and see if that'll help. I switched it from, this is another thing I've happened this week. I discovered that sometimes Microsoft Explorer really is not as efficient as Mozilla Foxfire. So I actually had both of them open. I had Explorer open and Foxfire. And so I'm trying to, it says please enter a username. Now I got to get this back in. Okay. I can't
gotcha.
Get the,
okay, I'm in there. I'm in there now. So
okay, good.
Empty right now, so.
Well, it's just one of those things where I'm really laughing about all the different things that are happening. And I actually, just before I started, I couldn't get the switchboard to start. And know how we're always talking about how I have it pre-programmed to always play Traveling Light. And it never, ever starts. It never starts. And today, it started. It started on time. It actually went on. And I couldn't get to the switchboard, and I couldn't start it. And what was really funny is then I said, oh, my God, it's going to go on for the whole song because I have not programmed it to have, you know, like a little piece, you know. So I was listening to the whole song saying, well, maybe we'll just listen to the whole song today. And that's when I was able to, then I was able to just completely shut down the switchboard. But it's just funny. I mean, I'm watching the switchboard still spinning and I can't get into the chat room. So.
Well, I've noticed BlogTalk has been acting up anyway since they cut everybody's time back to 30 minutes, you know, unless you pay their exorbitant fees for the month. Then, you know, it's been really slow and I'm wondering if they're doing that intentionally to make you upgrade. So it's a good
possibility. I don't know. I just think, I also have a wireless connection, so my connection says low right now, and it just seems to cause more problems. But anyway, tell me a little bit about, you said to me today on the phone that you were having not a bad time with Mercury retrograde, so.
No, I'm not. Words actually come a lot easier to me during Mercury retrograde. I struggle just about all the other times with trying to get my thoughts processed and connected, you know, the brain connected to the mouth. And during a Mercury retrograde, I'm far more eloquent. I mean, it really is so much easier for me to just, and natural to speak. So, I'm enjoying it. I always enjoy this period. Plus, it brings back a lot of clients. I don't, you know, if I don't see somebody for a while, I know I'm going to see them again during a Mercury retrograde. And it is kind of cool. That's been happening. And actually, I'm going to share this on my show later, too. I mentioned in my video. Oh, by the way, I need to tell you, I stole your Fire in the Sky comment, by the way, from my newsletter.
That's fine.
I didn't realize that. I couldn't figure out where I got it.
Everywhere.
I thought it sounded really great. Along with being far more eloquent, I'm far more eloquent on other people's from other people's information. I repeat things.
Listen,
well, I don't remember
reading,
where I got them.
I was reading from the Daily Planetary Guide because I just love how they talk. You know, they talk about stuff every week, and it just when they were talking about the Neptune going into Pisces, and the last time it was there was when the abolition, when the slaves were freed, 1800s. I thought, wasn't that cool?
Yeah.
You know, because these are the things that you start to learn about how spiritual events happen as a result of planets moving, you know, and shifts in consciousness and shifts in humanity start to really, if you study history and you look at the stars, you go, wow, there is a connection between stars and us, you know, so I love that. Anyway.
Well, here's something I wanted to ask you about, okay? Now, you're talking about humanity and groups and being more compassionate and people gathering together to help each other more. Now, here's the thing, though. When Neptune went into Aquarius, one of the trends that I noticed was that groups started to dissipate and change, and especially 12-step programs. I noticed there's been a big shift in individuality and uniqueness and being terminally unique in the 12-step programs, right, which just about killed a lot of them, okay?
Yeah.
And so
so
now what I'm wondering is this Neptune in Pisces, is that going to resurrect the more spiritual side, which was the reason these programs were created and what the foundation of the programs are, or is it likely to dissolve?
It's, you know, Neptune can dissolve things too, but I have a feeling because the Neptune in Pisces is going to open people up to a more spiritual connection with each other, what I think it is also because Neptune and Virgo are related to the server, suffer, and service is a big part of 12-step programs. They may, well, they need more people to do service work, and they, you know, the different meetings that I've been participating in, I do notice there's more drug influence because people who are from drug and treatment centers come to the AA meetings and kind of infiltrate it with drug talk, which I think is the Neptune influence also. And so if it goes into Pisces, I think it'll be kind of geared more to its original principle, which was alcohol. And maybe that will change, you know. But Pisces
that
also
be,
rules drugs.
Yeah.
Yeah, Pisces
that
does
that
rules
me
drugs
this morning.
And alcohol.
I was like,
yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, I've seen.
But the Aquarian thing, you're right. Aquarius tends to want to rebel against the status quo. So it was almost like trying to break down the old guard of the 12-step programs and trying to create a new kind of. And even you'll hear about rational recovery. When I heard that come out in the 90s, rational recovery was like a mental approach. I know, it's a mental approach to recovery. Like you can think your way out of getting out of an addiction, which is ridiculous because all the 12-step programs are a spiritual program.
let's see that happen. Right.
Well, and I just saw my wireless connection go no signal, so I might have even dropped the switchboard completely. Anyway, I'm back in the switchboard.
There's nobody on it right now, so
yeah, it's cool.
It's just chicken.
But it's so funny. I have to laugh about the fact that Pisces is also related to music, and I've had more trouble with the music on this particular radio show because I can either start my music or I can't start my music, or today it wouldn't stop, and I was just laughing. I was thinking maybe we'll just listen to the song today. I can take about 5 minutes of my show and give it to that. But and when you were saying about old friend or old people or people who are reconnecting with you, I was just on Facebook before the show, and a wonderful old friend of mine from California was chatting with me in Facebook, and that was just really cool. So I just love that. That's one of the best parts of Mercury retrograde that we don't talk about very much, that people come back into your life that you haven't spoken to for a long time. It's such a powerful time.
I don't know if you saw my video, but at the end, I read my newsletter, but what happened was, as I was finishing up the newsletter, I was walking through the house, a friend called, and I took a few minutes to stop and talk to her, and now about 2 weeks ago, I lost this really expensive little earbud that I bought for my cell phone, and I didn't lose it, Monkey took it, the cat, but I hesitated. I said, okay, we got a Mercury retrograde coming up. A lot of times things will come back, you know, when there's a Mercury retrograde. I figured, well, what I'll do is I'll just wait until Mercury goes direct fully after this retrograde period and see if it reappears. If it hasn't reappeared by then I'm just going to buy a new one. Well, sure enough, I'm walking around the house talking to my friend, and I open this closet, and I look down, and there it is, where I had looked several times. Okay, because I tore the house apart when I lost that, because I knew, he'll get a toy and he'll shove it, because there's a big space under our closet door, it'll end up in the closet. So that was one of the first places that I looked, and I didn't see it. So this time I saw it, so I got it back. So it brought it back to me. So that was kind of cool.
It's such a strange phenomenon. If you think about it, since Mercury rules the eyes and the ears, I notice that, too, that I don't see things the first time around. Or I often find myself, like today, my earbud was in my car, and I usually bring everything in from my car, my cell phone and my, you know, earpiece. And just before the show started, I was telling my friend in the chat room, oh, I got to get ready for my show. And I went, oh, my God, where's my earbud? it's just all about, you know, I always tell people what I think Mercury retrogrades are most frustrating about and also most comical about is that you just find yourself doing things back and forth. Oh, I got to go back. Like last week you were sharing how you had to go back to the store with those coupons to get your discounts and stuff because they were right in your pocket. I just those kind of things make me crack up. But this week I've had like this chat room that is part of our other work, and I could not download it. It was just like unbelievable how long. I think it was really funny because there's a JavaScript that goes with it, and I was downloading Java, and it started off, you know how sometimes it'll say 10 minutes to download? Well, it started off saying 10 minutes, then it jumped to like 25 hours, Then it actually jumped up to 2,909 hours. I've never seen anything like that. I just shut my computer off because I was so frustrated.
We got the Jupiter influence there too, you know. So it's like, I mean, you think about this superstellium that's going on. It's like there's every planet in there, so it can be anything unexpected, anything over the top, anything related to. I mean, there's so many possibilities in there, you know. It's just, I did a reading for a client this morning, and I opened the transit chart to look, and it was just, I mean, everything was just packed in this one house in Aries. I'm like, oh my God.
Really?
I forgot this was the day. I mean, I knew, you know, I've been talking about it, but the particular days, you know, it's just, sometimes they all run into each other in my world, and I just looked, and I went, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and there's no trans-Neptunians in there. I use a lot of trans-Neptunians in my charts, and there, that's six planets, I mean, normal planets in there, so, and stars.
Yeah.
So.
It's absolutely wild, and you know, part of me wants to crawl under the covers because it's so scary to think of so many planets in Aries, and then part of me just wants to get out and run and scream, you know. I just want to just run around like the ram, you know. I just really want to get out there and express my energy because it's so much energy.
That's right.
I mean, you
can't trine your sun. It's trining your sun.
Yeah, you can't. Right, you can't hold back fire energy, and so all the fire signs out there, definitely Aries, Leo, like me, and Sag, they're going to feel very, very fiery. And they were talking in the planetary guide, and I know you got to jump off pretty soon because you got to start your own show, but in the planetary guide, it was saying how anyone who's 0 degrees of Pisces this week, my goodness, you know, with Neptune going into Pisces, that's going to feel like a flood. Or 0 degrees of Virgo, for that matter, if they're opposite of Pisces. So
yeah,
so it'll be interesting to see what that happens.
But I was thinking, thank God for the water. We've got all these planets at the beginning of the zodiac, and then this major shift at the end of the zodiac. You know, one major, you know, seven year trans. You know, what am I trying to say here? Yeah, there I am with Mercury retrograde working against me at the moment. You know, Uranus 7 years to go through, 84 years to go around the sun, and Pisces is making its final. You know, or Neptune is making its final plunge into the last sign of the zodiac. I mean, it's those two. Those two planets on either end of the zodiac, I'm just so glad I'm here at this time. This is phenomenal.
Yeah, I mean, it's always fun. I mean, it's exciting and scary, and also because we're astrologers, it does give us, I don't know about you, it does give me a sense of, like, God's in charge, it's all right, something's coming up, and it's like, something's coming, don't know when, what's that song from,
Yeah,
oh, God, I just
started. Who knows?
Right.
I should have uploaded that. Yeah, that would have been a fun song to open with today. Maybe I'll put that on next
week. Yeah, really.
All right, well, I'm going to jump off here, but so, yeah, you're all good. There's, we don't have any callers right now, so everybody's probably out. Most people that are in this area, I know, are out enjoying this beautiful weather. I mean, even Facebook is dead today. So, yeah.
And it's March Madness, so I don't expect a whole lot of people when it's like all the craziness around, basketball right now. You know, who cares about
basketball? That's true, too. All right, well, I'm going to go fire mine up.
All right,
you have a good last 2 minutes of your show.
Thanks.
See you later.
Thanks, Susie. I really appreciate you being there. Thanks. Take care.
Okay, bye.
And I'm going to go ahead and play my song, Spinning Through the Universe, to close us out. And God bless, and hopefully see you or listen to you or speak with you along the trail next week, and enjoy your Mercury retrograde and your new moon in Aries. Thanks.
Just be where you are. never